Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We learned in the last Mishnah that according to Rabbi Akiva, and in some circumstances according to the Chachamim as well, the truma of the first partner may not be sufficient, and the truma of the second partner is considered also valid. Our Mishnah is qualifying that case. But Metzvar Murim says Mishnah Dalet, Bishalo Diber, when there were no explicit instructions, there was no explicit delegation, there was no explicit permission given for the other person to take truma. Aval Hirsha, right, if he gave permission, then even Es Bnei Beso, his family members, or Es Avdo, or his servant, or Es Shivchaso, his female servant, Litrom, he gave them permission to take truma. So truma, so truma. If you gave permission to somebody else to give truma, anybody, and certainly your partner, it works. Truma, so truma, and it sticks. And of course, in that case, if the second guy comes along and gives truma, even after he got permission from the, even after he gave permission to the first guy, so then the second guy's truma is invalid because the first guy's truma already had permission from the second guy. Now, if we say that giving permission makes your truma valid, what if you then withdraw that permission? Bitel, what if he nullified his delegation, his permission? Right, he retracted it. So, im ad shelo taram bitel, if he retracted the permission before the truma was actually taken, then ain truma so truma, then the truma is invalid because at the time that it was taken by somebody who did not have permission of the owner. The immi shetaram bitel, and if the permission was retracted after the truma was already taken, truma so truma, it's too late. You can't change your mind about giving somebody permission once it's already done. You can't retroactively undo the permission that he gave the guy to take truma. Now, up until now, we've talked about explicit permission, where I say specifically, Dave, I want you to take truma from my stuff, right? But what about circumstances where it might be assumed, right? Where that permission might be assumed. So the Mishnah tells us, ha-po'alim ein lehem reshus litrum. One might think that the workers who are dealing with the owner's produce, maybe the foreman, right? They have implied permission to take truma because they're doing the processing. So perhaps it's implied that when the processing is done, they're going to take truma. So our Mishnah says, not true. Not true. Hapoalim ein lehem reshus litrum. The workers do not have permission to take truma unless they are given explicit permission to do so. Chutz. However, we have an exception. Chutz min hadorochos. Except for grape stompers, right? The people who are stomping the grapes in the grape press, in the vat. Right? Why is that an exception? Shame mitamenes agas miad. The grapes, when they get stomped, the liquid comes out of the grapes, and it's machshir the grapes. That means that the grapes are now susceptible to tuma, and they're and so now we have a liquid that is susceptible to tuma, and we have lots of people around, and it is very, very, very easy for this wine to become tame. And we really, really don't want the wine to become tame, and particularly we don't want the truma to become tame. And so the owner would be invested in making sure that the truma is taken the second that it is possible to take it. Because then it gets separated out, it gets put in a separate barrel, and then you don't have to worry about somebody wandering along and making the whole thing tame. Because if they do, it's no big deal. Tame wine can be drunk, just chume truma can't be. And therefore, the people who are working in the press have the implied right to take truma, and it is always assumed that they have the permission to take truma off of the wine.